I had a pretty good practice inside here today. Got some bumps and bruises, but that just—it's that time of year. We'll work through that. Hopefully, we'll get some guys back tomorrow and see where we're at. Go try to win a football game in Arizona. Having said that, I'll open it up.
Any level of concern with JPP?
A little bit. I mean, look—he's got some bumps and bruises, and we're trying to be smart with him. He's one of the guys. Hopefully, we get him out here tomorrow, get him moving around, and feel good about playing him on Sunday.
How much is the club? And just the hand in general affected him in your estimation?
I don't know
who
that. It's an interesting question. Really, the only one that can answer that is Jason, because he's the one that knows whether he feels. I would think it would be tougher to play with a club because you can't grab, and so you lose one tool, so to speak, in a pass rush or even
have
in a run game.
Have you seen specific examples of that?
We've tried to put him on certain sides to help that.
Okay.
Now, I will say this. He can stick that club in there and do some things with it and play football. So that's what we'll hope. And I don't know whether he'll choose to put the club on this week or not. I haven't asked him that question.
Is the hand something he has to worry about long term?
Say it again.
Is the hand something he has to worry about long term?
I don't know that. I don't know that I can answer that.
Have you talked to him about that?
I have not, and I haven't asked that question of the training staff. I really don't know that.
Are there technique changes that you can make with him to, nullify that? That club
with having the club and whatnot?
Yeah,
he's adjusted to it. Usually you want to place your hands inside. The inside guy wins. We always talk about that. And there's probably something to be said for, you'd have to ask offensive linemen if dealing with a club and a pass rush is tougher or easier. I don't know. You'd have to ask the guys that one.
Mike said that Davis got 6 snaps again.
Yeah,
today
was the same, it was the same formula. We had 8 competitive snaps, 4 in the red zone, 4 all third down, which is a key down for both those situations. Football is really important for us to win games, and he had 6 of them. After watching the film, I thought he did a pretty good job yesterday. There was a couple things in there that need to be ironed out. I'd have to see the film on this today.
So are you guys progressing to the point where you're going to put him in a game?
We'll see. We'll find out as we go. It's a day-to-day thing. We only know if we can get him in there and get him some work and go from there. The last thing you want to do is put somebody in a game when they haven't had enough work. I don't think that would be fair either.
So is that something that he needs to have a sufficient workload in your mind?
A little bit. That's why we began this process right now, to find out. So we'll see.
Do you think he can get enough work in before?
I don't know that. I don't know. We'll see.
Would it be disappointing if 2 years pass and he doesn't get a snap and you don't have a good idea?
2 years pass?
Yeah.
I guess. I'm not trying to avoid. We're taking it one day at a time, one step at a time. The focus is to beat Arizona. Eli Manning is the quarterback. I understand all the questions about Davis Webb, and I think all that stuff will work itself out. And, we have to decide, too, if doing anything actually gives you what you want to know. A quarterback goes out there and gets a false sense of what he can and can't do. I don't know if that would be fair either. So we're assessing all of it.
Has that been a tough balance for you?
Yeah.
Though?
Yeah, it has.
How do you
take it day to day? Use the input, use the resources, ask the offensive coaches, and that's how we've gone about it to this point. And that's what got us to, trying to get these 12 reps. The speed reps are against the defense. So it's good stuff. It's good work.
Have you had any discussions with Kevin or John about?
No. We've just been functioning as a normal coaches of coaching the football team and trying to win a game.
I know you can only speak for the last 2 weeks. But, why not get him those 6 snaps earlier?
You mean these last 2 weeks?
You can only speak for the last 2 weeks.
Everybody understands what we went through.
Yeah.
And so the first week, let's focus on gathering up. There was a lot going on. Let's get the quarterback in there that's going to play. Let's get him all the reps. I can't even remember in that first week if we did the competitive periods, and I don't know that. I know we did them last week, and, that wasn't something either I hadn't thought about or we hadn't talked about, and we didn't do it. So we got to this week and decided to do it.
Do the competitive periods under Ben during the season?
Earlier in the year, I believe. I'm almost certain we did them earlier, and then at some point to try to cut practice down with reps and getting into the middle of the season, I think we backed off on it.
Why did you bring them back?
Just to spruce it up a little bit, I think. We all know what we were dealing with. A little change, That's pretty much it.
Where do you stand on your injuries? You have a couple guys banged up in the defense.
Anything
to be concerned about?
Yeah, we just would like to get Landon back, but not sure there. OV's dealing with a lot of most of the guys up front are dealing with something. Mm-hmm. Guys are fighting through it, and we're trying to be smart, protect them from themselves, you know, give some guys some reps off here and there and try to get ourselves to a game.
Obi was limited today
with
injury?
No, yeah, it was a little bit of everything, you know. He's one of those guys, you want to make sure that he's fresh on Sunday.